Tim Murtaugh, national polls actively trying to suppress Trump voter enthusiasm. By Christina Wong on July 26, 2020. National polls on the 2020 presidential race are meant to suppress the enthusiasm of President Trump's voters. Tim Murtaugh, director of communications for the Trump re-election campaign, said Saturday in an interview 100 days from Election Day. They are trying to create a narrative, and these polls are designed. This is why they are released and published. They're designed to create headlines. And they are actively trying to suppress the enthusiasm of President Trump's voters. Murtaugh told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday with host Breitbart News political editor Matthew Boyle. It's evident that these polls are only designed to do that one thing that they're aiming for, he said. Murtaugh pointed to two recent CNN and Quinnipiac polls, which had a sample of only 24% who identified as Republicans. 24%, less than a quarter of the country. That compares to Republican turnout according to exit polls in both 2016 and 2018 of 33%. So they're undersampling Republicans by 9 points in that poll, he said. They just no longer exist. They just wiped out more than a quarter of Republicans and said, okay, here's the poll. Well, of course it shows that Joe Biden is ahead. But we know that there is enormous enthusiasm on the president's side, he added. Rather, Murtaugh said that President Trump's primary votes this election cycle had blasted all previous primary votes for an incumbent seeking re-election. Doubled and tripled the votes that Barack Obama got. Forget about the votes that George W. Bush got in his re-election. President Trump destroyed Barack Obama's number, he said. He also said the national polls, as bad as they are, cannot conceal an enthusiasm gap between Trump and Biden. In these polls routinely, President Trump has an enthusiasm advantage of somewhere around 40 points. 40 points, 40% more people say that they're voting for Trump because of Trump, versus voting for Biden because of Biden. That's an enormous indicator, and there's just no excitement on that side. No one thinks that Joe Biden is a good candidate, he said. Murtaugh added that Biden was bad the first two times he ran for president and he's bad now. We know that our voters, President Trump's voters, will run through a brick wall to vote for Donald Trump. Ain't nobody running through a brick wall for Joe Biden, we know that, he said. David Bossie, president and chairman for Citizens United and a senior advisor to the Trump re-election campaign, agreed. President Trump's in a very good position. The mainstream media would have you think otherwise, because they're so dedicated to his defeat, and have been for 4 years, he said in an interview Saturday, also with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday with Boyle. Bossie said the re-election is a battleground state issue, not a national poll issue. This is likely voters, high-intensity voters that are important in key individual states, and those are Florida, and North Carolina, and Arizona, and in Georgia even, because that's gotten to be a closer race every 4 years, he said. What we have to do is just win one of those Rust Belt states that we won all of the last time. We just need to win one, Pennsylvania or Michigan or Wisconsin, he said. That's why Biden is whistling past the graveyard here. He's really looking a lot like Hillary Clinton did. Bossie added, it's the silent majority. That Breitbart audience is going to show up on election day. They may not be out there every single minute of every single day because of what the left and the mainstream media does to people today, but they are certainly going to vote. He also reminded listeners that on July 27, 1988, a New York Times poll showed Democrat presidential candidate Michael Dukakis at 55% and Republican candidate George H.W. Bush at 38%. And 100 days later, George Bush won 40 states in a devastating victory, Bossie said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.